Did you watch the Disney investor call the other day? I did for 3-4 hours, 10 new Star Wars series, 10 Marvel things. That's not why we're here today. Today we're here to talk about the comedy announcements they made. One was John Mulaney and Andy Samberg will star in a reboot of Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. That sounds like something I would just make up, but no, it is a real thing. Mulaney and Samberg in Chip and Dale. You'll have to wait until spring 2022, unfortunately. It is a combination of live action and computer animation. Seth Rogen will make a cameo as well. And in other comedy news from the big Disney thing, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia was renewed for 4 more seasons. You'll get 18 seasons of it if it even stops there. I bet if they go 18, they'll go for a full 20. That is great news there. Big article in the New York Post, a Big Apple comedy club owner. I love that the Post is still calling New York City the Big Apple. What is this, 1977? A Big Apple comedy club owner is angry that Saturday Night Live is shooting with a live audience while the city's comedy clubs remain empty because of COVID. Donny Zoldan, who I know, who I've worked with. He is the co-owner of the Upper West Side Comedy Club Stand Up New York. He spoke to Page Six and he says, it looks like there's one set of rules for NBC and another for local clubs. From the perspective of a comedy club owner, it's frustrating day in and day out to bear witness to this loss and see that every Saturday night SNL is allowed to produce their show indoors, seemingly in violation of the same laws crushing small businesses all over New York City. They have a live studio audience, and the cast members are not social distancing. I was watching the show Saturday night, and I was so upset that struggling comedy clubs are going out of business while they're doing their thing and collecting a paycheck. According to the New York Times, SNL gets around the ban on live audiences by paying audience members $150, technically making them members of the cast. That is lame. There's either COVID or there's not, and there's COVID. So paying people to get around the rules, come on, that's not cool. An NBC spokesperson said, NBC Universal has implemented extensive safety measures that meet or exceed recommended industry protocols for productions and public health guidelines. Right, but can the comedy club do that? I don't know. Seems a little like New York City elite. There's definitely a New York City elite that gets to play by different rules. I digress. Donnie said, big stars, including Pete Davidson, who graduated from the local comedy scene, should be doing more to help struggling clubs and comics. Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, Amy Schumer, every one of them got their start at a comedy club, and it's so disappointing that they have been silent since the pandemic started. There has been no support from these big name comics. I've reached out to a couple comedians, and I've not gotten a response. You may remember Donny Zoldan's name. He got caught up in the whole James Altucher war with Jerry Seinfeld. Donny said he bashed James as well as the club, saying we need to spruce up the club. So it's the rich guy picking on the little guy. The problem is a lot of these comedians made it and became rich. The point is to remember where you came from. Remember when you were broke and the upcoming comedians coming up behind you. The New York Post reminds everybody, back in March, Mike Birbiglia set up a series of GoFundMe pages to raise money for furloughed comedy club staff. Excellent job, Mike Birbiglia. And that some New York comics, including Michael Che, donated tens of thousands of dollars to one fundraiser benefiting staff from the Comedy Cellar. Nice job, Michael Che. 7daysvermont.com, 7daysvt.com, writes, I watched a Vermont-connected satirical Bernie Sanders comedy movie, so you don't have to. I was intrigued. I clicked on the link. So this is the recap article, so you don't have to read it. We're getting very meta here. Spoilers, you weren't going to watch this thing anyway. Eager for revenge on the rich bullies who stole his lunch, Bernie Sanders pledges himself to bring down capitalism, declaring, I'm ready, Comrade Stalin, in a bedroom full of communist propaganda. The film's version of Bernie is kind of likable. Basically, he's a slacker whose one aspiration is to enjoy the good life without working, much like Bill and Ted or Jeff Spicoli in Fast Times. He's the slob in every comedy who ticks off the squares. Despite me pulling out those two paragraphs, this did not get a good review. Hannibal Buress spoke to Vulture about what motivates him now. He says, I could still have fun on stage. I enjoy coming up with bits. I think now, because of the lack of live performance, it's more exciting conceptually coming up with stuff. I get excited about that and getting other people on it, different ideas, different things developed, different folks connect with, different ways of working. I'm always trying to figure out how to best work with my team of editors. Now, the business level is really exciting to me, just trying to figure that out. All right, what's the partnership? How do I navigate certain situations, be really productive? Or just thinking longer term, if somebody comes in for a commercial offer or some streaming thing and the money's low and just thinking, all right, what do you got for your 2022 budget? That type of thing. Or maybe we could bring in this person instead. I get excited about that because I feel like creatively, I'm always kind of firing off. I don't really feel stuck ever. It's just about doing it. But I've never been in an I've got nothing rut. There's always something because I've taken on so much. I've got things from entertainment, startup investments, real estate, nonprofits. So there's a lot to improve on and work on. So my brain is constantly racing. So when I find something or think of something that could make a situation, that's the excitement. That's what really keeps me active and going. The Wall Street Journal caught up with Whitney Cummings. Pretty good interview here. They asked her the generic, how did stand-up comedy change in 2020? You know, and I was ready to eye roll it, but her answer is really good. She said, true comedy is involuntary laughter. It's live. You meet someone you've never met. You don't know their names. They got a babysitter. They park. They got the tickets. They're on a date. It's their birthday. It's a tremendous amount of pressure. It's such a unique space. And then that went away. We are designed to get the laugh, that sound. We need the sound like every 20 seconds. What we've always done is gone, the journal said. Are you saying Zoom sets weren't an adequate replacement? Oh my God, no. But of course, we're going to do them. The most alarming part of it all is I went on stage to do shows for Cars. It was my first show in 6 months for human beings. They were honking instead of laughing. It was jarring. Like I'd tell a joke, they'd honk and I'd recoil. But within 5 minutes, it was completely normal. Humans are so incredibly adaptable. But also, and this is the part I really liked, she said, but also the real comics... We did stand-up for 15 years in bowling alleys, sushi restaurants, laundromats, brunch stand-up shows at strip clubs. Real comics have done disastrous outdoor shows before. We know what to do. We're fine. The real comics are fine. Love that. Netflix yesterday released a special called The Best Shows of the Worst Year. In it, the three hosts, David Spade, Fortune Feimster, and London Hughes. London Hughes is getting a big push from Netflix. I'll talk about that later in the week. Joining them, Kevin Hart, Joe Coy, the nice lady from The Queen's Gambit, who's not Joe Coy. That's a different person. Emma Corrin, she's Diana in The Crown, it's called. The guy from Love is Blind, and somebody from The Tiger King. So that's a thing you could watch with David Spade, Fortune Feimster, and London Hughes, the best shows of the worst year. And congratulations to UJ Suk. Hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. This from Soompi.com. UJ Suk was once again chosen the Korean Comedian of the Year. Gallup Korea ran a poll. People ages 13 and up chimed in to name the variety television personality or comedian who was the most active this year. UJ Suk takes the top spot. UJ Suk is famous as the nation's MC after leading shows such as SBS's Running Man and KBS2's Happy Together 4. You've seen those, I'm sure. After the end of NBC's Infinite Challenge in 2018, he became known for his style of kind variety when he launched the TVN show You Quiz on the Block. I like that. You Quiz on the Block. Congratulations, UJ Suk. Korea's Comedian of the Year. That's your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Spotify, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, or whatever app you feel like using, man. Catch you tomorrow.